Pipe Network presents.
Thank you, Pipe Marketplace and Anchor, for partnering with us this episode.
Oh, and just a heads up, we may talk about things that are potentially triggering for you. So, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome!
Did you get that, though? Did
yep, I got
it. Yes. Nice. Please don't edit that.
Okay. So, welcome to the show. We are recording this
11:30 p.m.
Yes, 11:30 p.m. We are tired. So tired right now. We are sleepy. Ninya is in bed.
Of course.
This is how
you record a podcast. This is how professionals do it.
Yeah, that's exactly how professionals do it. And then in the middle of their story, they fall asleep. Uh-huh. So,
of course.
Today, we've got nothing. I forgot to write down what to tease for this episode. But we've got announcements for you. And our stories are going to be equally interesting because today's episode, it's all about Nins. Can you please tell me what today's
predictions?
Episode? You didn't let me finish my sentence. But okay.
No.
It's about predictions. Let's go.
Prediction. So Pinoy.
Why do you seem so scared?
Hi, I'm Ninya.
And my name is Andrew.
Welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show.
A podcast where we talk about scary stories that happened in real life. If you were a part of this terrorist group, you would be targeted and killed by the Aswang.
These three girls, their friends, two of them decided to stab their other friend just to please Slenderman.
Bigfoot is the internet influencer of the monster world.
It killed 19 American servicemen that day.
So sit back, relax, and try not to go crazy with fright.
Aren't we all crazy?
I want this show to be family friendly.
Family friendly? We talk about murder and horror and all that crap.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show. My name is Andrew, and I am here with my co-host, my super sleepy co-host.
Hello. Ninya.
Yes, it's Ninya.
Hello, Ninya.
Ninya, aside from being super fucking sleepy, how are you?
I'm like super busy because I was contacted by an old friend and he and I worked for his art concept, and then he's writing the story, this really, really, really good story. And then my job is to turn it into like a manga or comic. So I've been doing like,
wait, is this Lance?
The concept art. No.
Oh.
A different, he was a co-worker of mine back in Iloilo. I've did previous concept arts for him. Because this has been an ongoing project for like such a long time. And then he asked me to put on hold for like a year now. And then we recently just decided like, okay, he can focus on it now, so I can pick up where I left off. So I had to like redraw and update some of the art I've done.
Update.
Update. That was I'm currently working on the actual building planning, every floor, every room of like his parang the one of the main places that the main character is going to go in. So it's like I'm not an architect, but I will make this work. I don't know about like engineering and architectural stuff, but this will work.
Noise. I can't wait to see it. For sure.
I'm so excited to post it. I actually updated my social media banner.
Sorry, excuse you. Mm-hmm. It's update.
Yes. Yeah, I update then my social media banner. Because like I haven't been posting anything for like such a long time, and I'm like, let's update this one, and then like let's not post for like the next few weeks again.
Oh no!
How are you though?
I am planning to color my hair.
which color this time? Because I remember before you tried to color, quote unquote, color it by putting on like parang yung gel thing that has the color.
It's exactly then, like,
that color. That washes off. Oh, you're gonna do that again? When are you gonna do permanent? Like no. Janina, like we had this friend called Janina. She and like a group of her friends are selling hair dye in Davao. They look so amazing. I've bought some before. So good. I'm like, Andrew, when are you gonna buy from them and like have your hair colored?
No, it's actually that color, but
ooh.
More but
permanent?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah, so right now I'm in the process of so me and Janina actually talked and we figured out which color that I needed to buy off of her. And right now I'm just trying to figure out if I need a toner kasi it the blue okay. The color that I'm getting, it's blue. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Tapos
what's that?
Food Panda. I know. Sorry, okay. Grab. Grab.
Okay.
Tapos yun, where was I? Yeah, we determined the color. And then...
Color.
The problem is...
if you need a toner.
Yeah. Kasi the color is pastel-ish blue, diba?
Ooh.
Tapos, in order for pastel colors to work on your head, you need to get your hair... really, really
bleach,
high.
Bleach,
yeah, you have to bleach it really, really high. Diba my numbers na yan? And then bleach turns your hair, diba, orange. It has a yellowish tinge. So you need a toner to counteract the... basta mga color theory na hindi ko maintindihan. Na so...
basta color.
Basta color. I need a toner. I need to make sure it's white before I color it.
You should buy blue. As well. They have. I don't know if they have some in stock. But you should buy yung purple na shampoo because it's really good for your hair now. Like
you color do it. They?
I
do
haven't
they,
bought one.
Do they have the purple shampoo?
Before,
I did.
Yeah,
see.
They did. I don't know if they have it in stock though.
I don't think they do.
This is what I enjoy about like her shop. Their shop is that. Like, you can actually go to them and ask them, hey, this is my hair color. Like, what colors? I wanted this specific hair color. Like, what advice can you give me? And then they would, like, legit give you, like, proper advice. They're, like, really nice.
Yeah, they're really helpful.
Burby Dolls.
Yeah, Burby Dolls.
That's their social media.
And I believe they ship nationwide. So if you like, this isn't sponsored, by the way. We just really believe in our friend.
No.
Yeah. Go check them out, Burby Dolls. We'll post it on the group. And
what's the spelling again? Do you remember how it's spelled?
Burby, like B-E-R-B-I-E Dolls.
All right.
Yep. And
so you guys can go check them out.
Speaking of things that we are gonna buy.
Ooh.
The t-shirt is coming up.
Excited.
We are finally in the stages where we can announce that the t-shirt is for sure coming, but we are the design is finalized. We are going to be doing a photo shoot first, so after the photo shoot you will see the t-shirt, and then once you see the t-shirt we will allow people to pre-order the t-shirt. And don't worry about the pre-order. You're not going to give out any money. You're not going to shell out any money during the pre-order stage. It's just a form that lets us know how many shirts should we print at least. Mm-hmm. Gets? Yep. So yeah. Then on a specific date, we will release the shirt on Shopee, And then you can order the t-shirt there. Para covered na yung shipping fee and delivery. So we don't have to deliver it ourselves.
Deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard for us right now kasi
pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic. And we need to make sure it's all safe. And like, I can't go out too much. Ninya can't go out either. She doesn't have access to the
shirt.
So, yun. That's why we're going with Shopee because they cover the delivery. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ninya, you've seen the t-shirt. You've seen the final version of the t-shirt. How does it look?
It's so cute. I'm excited to get mine. I'm not excited for the photo shoot because I'm not a fan of taking photos, but I am excited for the shirt itself. So I am going to be willingly taking photos.
Well,
so that's a thing.
We'll see if... Okay, because we kind of changed the idea for the photo shoot, diba? So
we'll discuss that. Like,
yeah, we'll discuss that behind the scenes, not on the podcast where everyone is listening. Please, Ninya. Okay, so
actually, we also can discuss about like after this shirt, if this shirt goes well, guys. We have for like future plans on like what next to do, like maybe stickers, maybe more shirts.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Maybe posters. Who knows? Like that's a whole thing. Like we are thinking about in the future. Like if anyone like is interested in like anything, like do let us know. So like we can like put it on our like imaginary pin board na like future plans kind of thing. Cause after this I think we may have a next special shirt, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the success of our future merch depends on the success of this t-shirt. So
yeah, true.
So if we're successful in this release, then we will be successful in the next then that means we can release more and more and more.
Yeah, true.
So, that's hold on. So hold on. My Food Panda is here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I keep saying Food Panda. I mean
okay.
Grab. Ninya, Bella, labas na.
I like how you called Bella Ninya. Good job.
Shut up. I'm sleepy. So, today's episode, it's all about predictions. Now, there are a lot of scary happenings that were actually predicted years before it happened, whether in writing or film or, you know, just some crazy person spewing about the future, diba?
Like the great horse manure crisis back in 1894.
What?
So funny. Yeah, sorry, I said this to you. I don't know if you got it, but like you were like, yeah, you can read it, but it's basically this is a prediction, like, in 50 years back then, the streets of London would be buried under 9 feet of horse manure. That's a prediction that was obviously wrong. It's, like, weird shit, though. It's a really funny prediction, though.
And, actually, one of... Hold on. My order is here.
What you get, though? What you get?
Oh, no, you're cutting out, babe.
I'm cutting out, or you're eating.
No, you're legit cutting out.
Oh, hello.
Where's my...
Oh my gosh.
Okay, wait. Coming back.
So, like, the funny thing, though, about this prediction was apparently people were, like, talking about, like, when or who said this, the prediction. And then, like, people were, like, pointing to, like, the archives of the magazine, The Times. And then, like, when people checked, there's no such thing. that they posted or like made an article of. So basically the whole thing was a fake prediction that people thought was a prediction. It's like Inception shit.
What are other famous predictions that are out there? The Mayans predicting the end of the world, which was 2012.
Oh, yeah. But, what were you doing back in 2012?
We were panicking, but we were dancing to Britney Spears. Dance until the world ends, world dance, world, diba? Remember that?
No, like that specific day though.
I really don't remember.
But like
remember.
That specific day, what were you doing? Okay, ako, I always remember what happened back then. Because like, we were having, you know, we were in, I was in like the science club back in high school. That was like high school times, 2012. And then like we decided to like go out on a field trip. And then we went to, I forgot the name of that one place. And then we stayed there overnight. And then like the day after, like the next morning, that's the end of the world, quote unquote. And then like a lot of us woke up because the night before it was raining hard, so like a lot of like the tents of the people were flooded, including ours. And then we found this like treehouse that we all like went up to and then, like just hanged out there and like waited for like the end of the world. And like, huh, okay, it's 12. All right, let's wait for it.
And then you guys woke up and they were like, "Aw, the world didn't end. I am disappointed."
I know. It's like we're all like waiting. And then we're like all just like, "Oh guys, it's the end of the world. All right, today is the end of the world. All right, let's just sit here and wait and see what happens." Cuz like it was like really early in the morning and then like it was raining, so yeah.
Pero did you know that actually I think there was an article I read somewhere recently na we miscalculated, they counted it wrong, and it wasn't in fact 2012 but in fact 2020.
Yeah, that's what like some article said as well. I think I saw that one.
Yeah,
that like in the Mayan calendar, 2020 is in a sense 2012, sorry. So or like something like that. But so like it was a miscalculation on our end to like their calendar.
So
calendar.
I mean, maybe this year it is the end of the world, but we're still here. We're still podcasting. So
do you want to podcast like on the end of the world?
I mean, I can.
We should. We totally should. Like.
So
hey guys, so we're still podcasting and we can do a live.
So Nins,
waiting for the end of the world.
So Nins, we have a disclaimer that we need to get out there before we move on with the next segment, and that is whether or not we believe. Okay, so we're gonna be talking about predictions, right? And whether or not we believe these predictions ourselves, just know that we're coming at this with curiosity and not to spread misinformation, okay? So we're not trying to spread misinformation. We are coming at this to learn about what happened and what the predictions are.
Interesting stuff for us.
Interesting stuff for us. Yeah. This is purely commentary, nothing that we, you know, like we're not perpetuating these views.
We really believe in we don't like fully believe in this, and then we don't really encourage people to like believe in stuff.
Yeah, except for the fart god.
Unless you believe it, yeah. Except for the fart god.
Oh, that is wrong. That was the wrong. Hold on.
Shame.
All hail the fart god.
So Nins, what is your story about?
My story is about a very famous man who made a very famous prediction that people believe that technically came true.
Oh, okay. We will be right back. Pucha, nag-order ako ng sweet and sour, sweet chili ang gibigay sa akin.
This episode is brought to you by Pipe Marketplace. Do you want to get great deals on food, books, art services, and even milk tea? You can visit pipenetwork.co/marketplace. And for any of the services available, use the promo code FARTS and get exclusive discounts. Once again, that's pipenetwork.co/marketplace and use the promo code FARTS and get exclusive discounts. pipenetwork.co/marketplace, promo code FARTS.
We're coming back in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back, Andrew. 1 or 2?
Oh, hello. I don't know, Andrew. Maybe number 1. Okay, Andrew, let's go with number 2.
9.
Oh, 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 my ninja. There she goes again. She's got something for ya. Oh, you listener, brace yourself and then try not to get paranoia.
So, Nins, what is your story all about?
So, my story is about a Russian mystic and slash monk. His name is Grigory Yefimovich. I cannot read. I read the name kanina. Yefimovich Rasputin. And then actually his last the name or the quote Rasputin last name according.
What did you just call me?
Rasputin.
Rude. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So apparently some people say that Rasputin isn't really his last name, but it was a name that was a surname that was given to him or that he earned. Like it was called the debauched one in Russian. That's what one article says. So apparently he grew up with under the church in like a general sense. Under when he was like 18, he turned to the church, and then like people believe he had mystical powers, and then like he can heal people, yada yada yada. And then he was very famous because he later grew into like close with the royal family of Russia. He grew into, in a sense, power due to like being close to the royal family, that the I'm gonna say like parang the king, quote unquote king. I don't know what's the like term that they have.
Char,
but
I think it's Char.
The Tsar. Tsar, I think is the name.
The Char.
Tsar Nicholas was like the main ruler. Tsar, T-S-A-R. So the Tsar Nicholas was the main ruler, and then he has a wife. I believe her name was Alexandra.
Wait, is this?
And then Nins. Nicholas would like go to him for like advices.
Is this the mother and father of Anastasia?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Ah,
so if you're familiar with like the movie back
siya
then,
yung kalaban.
Yeah, in the movie, yeah, in the animated movie Anastasia, he was the villain.
Mm.
But like I remember he was the villain in the movie Anastasia, where in the story was in the movie, the animated movie, Anastasia was the daughter, and then she was the lost innocent princess of Russia, the lost royal princess of Russia or some shit. So that was the story was derived from the fact that they did try to find like if there was any royal rulers that would have been alive. And then apparently there was someone who told me that they did find this one girl who did state how she escaped, and then like everything that she says was factual and accurate that there is like a secret like area that she could have run off to and then like escaped and so on. And then like they did a DNA test to her to see if she really is like a member of the royal family. The test came out negative, so she's not part of the royal family, which is just interesting for me to like someone knows that like the secret doors and whatever of like the house, the royal palace that they had. Anyway, going back to Rasputin, he was very close to the royal family. The Tsar Alexandra, she would come up to him for help for her son, because their son has the specific, you know, illness. So like he would, if he gets a scratch, he would keep bleeding, which was like really dangerous because his bleeding wouldn't stop. So like the smallest, you know, hurt on him will lead him to like continuously bleed. So what happened was Rasputin would like go to the child and like he would sort of heal him and then the bleeding would stop. So because of that, he was like super close to the royal family. And then one day he made a prediction, one of many that he did, but like not all of them sort of came true. But one of the predictions that he stated that he would, if let me quote, wait, I'm sorry, I lost my copy of like which one was the quotation, because I have like this site that has the quotations from him, from his book. So he has a book that was translated to English. Mm-hmm. His prediction was that if he was betrayed or killed or left by the royal family, the entire family would basically die. And then there was a quote that he wrote from his diary that every time I embrace the Tsar and mother and the girls and Tsarevichi, I shudder with horror as if embracing the dead. Then I pray for these people, for in Russia they are the most needed. And I pray for the Romanov family because the shadow of long eclipse fall on them. So basically, like he can sort of, because people would think that he has some gift that he would like see the future. He's psychic, he's clairvoyant, and so on. So that's what he would say to the family. So a lot of people were sort of in a sense fearful of him because of the power that he sort of rules on the family, on Russia. And that there were even rumors that would state that he's actually like the secret king, and then he's puppeteering the Tsars for like the power and so forth. So what one of the cousins did, let me try to find the name. Let me just find the name real quick. Vladimir Vladimir Mitrofovachi, and the Duke. I cannot read. I'm so sorry. So the Tsar's niece and the Tsar's cousin, they both basically conspired to like, you know, eliminate Rasputin to save the monarchy. So what they did was like they invited him to dinner, like in the basement. So like they fed him like food and wine and all that, and then all the food and drinks were laced in poison, which like when the people there saw him eat, they were like mortified that like he was fine. He like ate it, he's feeling great and all that stuff. And then because of like him not dying because of the food poisoning, they panicked and then they shot him. So this is not the first time that he's actually faced, you know, life and death and stuff. Well, there was one time he was walking on the streets and then some woman stabbed him and then he was bleeding. And then after like a while, he was like, he's fine. He was able to like stop the bleeding and then he was like fine. And then which is, people were like confused
So, like, that's where, like, one of the rumors started that he's sort of immortal, that he won't die. So, I'm going back to the dupe. They shot him. And then in some accounts, they said that he stood up after, like, a few minutes after, like, he fell on the floor. And he was able to run outside of, like, the building. He ran. And they shot him, like, two more times. That's when he actually fell. And then they had to tie him up. And then they threw him over the river where he, quote-unquote, drowned and died from, like, drowning. Which is, like, so weird. And then because of him being killed by the cousin of the royal family, that's when people, perceived that the reason for the downfall of the royal family was because that the cousin killed Rasputin. So that's like the whole prediction thing. But like not necessarily though. It's a whole history thing. I'm not gonna go into like the downfall of the family. But they like a lot of them, I believe almost all of them, I believe all of the main royal family did perish like throughout the history. Like I think barely cousins were able to survive.
And then we all know the famous missing princess of Russia.
Yeah, because I think there was like the whole missing princess thing, but like for some reason there are other like accounts that were like, oh, there's no missing princess or something. But like who knows if there is or there isn't. There was even some who said that the girl who like recounted the story on how she was the missing princess and how she was able to quote-unquote escape, and that the DNA was actually altered to like make it seem that she's not the princess, even if she could be. So that was a whole conspiracy theory.
I mean, so, yeah. You know, the answer is lost in time, so who cares? I mean...
Yeah, true. Or it could be just aliens. You know?
Just blame it on the aliens, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Like, if there's any issue, just aliens. Like, whatever it is, aliens.
I mean, not saying that it was the cousin's fault that the royal family died off. But
yeah,
it's the cousin's fault that the royal family died off. Kasi ba't niya pinatay si Rasputin?
Because like they were all, I guess, kasi in their perspective, they are worried about like the whole, you know, monarchy and so on. That this guy, this one man is holding so much power. Because when Nicholas would leave for battle, because Rasputin was like telling him, oh, you should like deploy your troops here and here, because he would like do military stuff, and then like he would tell Nicholas to like go to like this place and like lead your troops and then like so no one would be seated on like the throne or something except for like the wife, and then the wife was this quote-unquote secret lover of Rasputin, so he holds so much power. So for the cousin figure, it's like, yeah, this guy has to go. Similar to like why quote unquote people killed who was the general in the Philippines?
General Luna.
So like he was a great general, and then like people like there's like a conspiracy theory. I don't know if it's conspiracy theory or what, but people say that he was killed because of like how much power or something he holds, something like that. Like it's,
it's all history that we really should double check before we spew out facts. Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's a whole thing that it's best to learn from like history teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
Not from us.
Yeah, not from us.
We're not teachers.
We're not history teachers.
No, we're not.
Thank you so much,
Nance. I have trouble with like reading names from history, so do not me. You're welcome. I'm done.
Thank you so much for your story.
I'm gonna go take a nap.
my story, speaking of history, my story is about, my story is also a history lesson.
Ooh.
But it's about one of the biggest maritime disasters of the 20th century.
Oh, okay. I'm like thinking, Titanic. But that's not 20th century.
Is it?
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Is it?
No, like Titanic was like 19-something.
No, okay. If you want to know what century something is, you take the first two numbers and then you add one.
Is it really how you do it?
Yes, that's how you do it.
I don't know how centuries work. If that's how you do it, I don't know how centuries work. Because as far as I know, 20th century starts with like 1999 or 2000 plus. That's 20th, why they call 20th.
20th century starts 19-something. That's when it starts.
999.
Not 999.
Really?
No.
I don't know how centuries work. We'll be right back. I don't know how centuries work. Is it? Like, for real?
Oh, we're in the 21st century.
Huh. I'm gonna go pee.
Hey, Nins, do you wanna tell them... Nins?
Have you left your review in yet? No? Well, what are you still doing here? Go and write a review on Facebook or iTunes.
Okay. Let's get back to the show.
Before we get back to the episode, you should check out this Pipe Network show.
Your unfiltered Tagalog Rusting podcast every week is now Pipe Network. Catch the MTG Show podcast every Friday on your favorite podcast platforms. And remember, stay safe and stay wrestle.
And we are back. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Story for you. In this hand of mine, you can't stop the things I do. I lie. I've searched high and low, wrote down an essay. Now Andrew is back, and there's hell to pay. There's a story for you.
Okay, so my story for today. Now, Ninya, tell me the story. If you know what story I'm talking about, please go ahead, just say it in the middle of my story, and I'm gonna let you decide, okay?
I'm trying to, like, think about it, but,
I will tell the story first, and then if you have a guess, just say, Andrew, can I guess?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, on a chilly April evening, the biggest ship to have ever set sail at that time was somewhere in the northern Atlantic. It was 800 feet long and displaced 45,000 tons. This ship was declared unsinkable and good.
Yeah, so it is the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Wait, because at this time, there were about 2,500 passengers on the ship.
Wait, I guess?
Okay,
can I guess
yes.
something?
Yes.
Is it about this book called The Olympia / The Titanic, where someone was writing about like the specific size of the boat or the ship and like how it got wrecked by the iceberg Like, same with the book, where it's the book is the prediction.
It's you. You have some things wrong. You have some things right.
Oh. Okay. Please continue.
Okay. So, at that time, yeah, there were 2,500 people on the sheep, and Nins, it's 12 midnight. It's 12 midnight. We're recording this fucking podcast at 12 midnight. Okay. So the sea was calm when all of a sudden the people on the sheep were woken up by the sound of the sheep scraping and hitting something. Apparently, the ship had hit an iceberg and the ship was sinking. People were scrambling, panicking to get to the lifeboats. Unfortunately, there weren't enough lifeboats on the ship, and so majority of the passengers died that night. So you guessed earlier, is this Titanic? Well, you are correct and incorrect. This is not the story of the Titanic. This was the plot of a novel by Morgan Robertson called The Wreck of the Titan, or otherwise known as Futility. So you're probably thinking, oh, what if this book is based off the Titanic?
No, well, it came before the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Well, this book was released in 1898. In the 19th century, Ninya, and Titanic's construction didn't begin until 1909, which is the 20th century, Ninya. I'm trying to teach you how to do centuries, okay? So, when the Titanic sank, a lot of there was actually some newspapers, reporting. There was There were actually
words.
When the Titanic sank, some newspapers actually started seeing the similarities between the two events. So, and I'm going to post this on the group, on the Facebook group, so you guys can see the headlines that they made.
Were the copy of the book? There's a photo of the copy of the book somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, I will post that too. Okay, so let's get into the similarities between the two ships.
Size, diba? Size, number of passengers, and then the one guy who survived.
See, Jack?
Is that correct?
I know. Oh, sorry, movie.
I don't remember.
I know. And there are actually a lot of similarities between the two. So, okay. And that's why people are like saying, oh, this was a prediction because of the similarities between the two events.
Wasn't
so,
there like also a conspiracy theory that this was like, oh, the author is a time traveler?
Yeah, there's that too. Now, let me get into the similarities, Nins. People are waiting. So, first of all, the similarities in the names. The ship's name on the book is the Titan, and the one in real life is the Titanic, obviously. So, the ship's length in the book is 800 feet, I think. Yeah, 800 feet. And Titanic is 882 feet long. Now, the Titan hit the iceberg at 25 knots speed, while the Titanic hit it at 22.5. There were 2,500 passengers on the Titan, while the Titanic had 2,200 passengers on it. And both of them could hold 3,000 passengers. Both ships were owned by Britain. Both ships were hit at the starboard row by the iceberg. both ships were hit around midnight. Both ships sank 400 nautical miles from Newfoundland, somewhere in the North Atlantic. The Titan had 24 lifeboats, while the Titanic had 20 lifeboats. And a feature on the boat was that the Titan had a triple screw propeller and the Titanic also had a triple screw propeller, something that was, I believe, was...
not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Like it's kind of like new technology, parang ganun. Na, ooh, yeah. Interesting, ganun. But between the Titan and Titanic, there are actually a lot of differences between the two as well. So, in the Titan, in the book, there were only 13 survivors, while the Titanic had 705 survivors. And when the Titan sank in the book, it actually just capsized. So, parang, you know what capsizes, right?
No.
It
Explain.
Just, I think it just flipped. Hold on. Let's ask Google.
Okay,
Google. Define capsize.
And then didn't the Titanic like burn?
Here's the definition of capsized. Of a boat overturned in the water.
Okay. So that's capsized. So overturned in the water. What?
For the Titanic, did it go like, correct me if I'm wrong, it went up like vertical almost and then snapped in half. Is that correct?
Yes. In the book, it kind of just flipped over, parang, you know, like, and meanwhile, the Titanic flipped over and then because of the weight at the front, it snapped in half. Tapos, it's...
I just want to say that, like, I enjoy, like, you trying to, like, explain things via sound effect. And then I'm pretty sure you're doing, like, hand gestures and everything. And
I hate you so much. I was just doing hand gestures.
I know.
Fuck you.
So, like, remember, you were like, Nins were a podcast. And, like, yeah, you describe it with, like, details.
Yeah, I know. But it's 12:30 a.m., okay? Tapos, apparently, in the book... The protagonist in the book had to slay a polar bear on the iceberg for some weird, strange reason. While in the Titanic, there was nothing of that interesting that happened. Well, there was Jack and Rose.
But like they weren't real, though. So that's a thing.
And also, in the book, the Titan was at its third voyage. Meanwhile, the Titanic was at its maiden voyage.
Was its first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, there's also, wasn't there like, I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory that like the Titanic that sunk isn't the Titanic, but it's the other boat called the Olympia.
The Olympic. Yeah. Okay, so for those of you who don't know history, I read all about the Titanic. When I was younger, I was part of a mailing list about the Titanic back when I was young.
Okay, I thought you were just like so bored and such a nerd, but okay.
That, yes. The Titanic has three sisters. So it's they were all built at the same time. So that's why they were all named at the same time. The Titanic, the Olympic, and what was the third one? The third one was the Britannic. Yeah. And
they all like Britannics. Okay.
The Titanic sank in her maiden voyage. The Britannic was shot by a torpedo somewhere in World War II, sometime at World War II. And the Olympic, I think it's still alive. I think. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened to the Olympic. But I think it's still alive. It's just somewhere. I don't know. I don't know what happened
over
to the Olympic.
Rainbow.
Yeah. What were you gonna say? That it was the Olympic that was actually sank and not the Titanic? Well, I wouldn't say if it was really the Titanic or the Olympic. I mean, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
But like, well, there was a conspiracy theory about it.
Because at the end of the day, the ship sank. Like, well, what was the Olympic going to do? Like, oh, I'm going to steal Titanic's limelight and I'm going to be the starship. Gonna like, no, like that's
just like, I know, I think they I don't know if it was like they switched the boats and then like they renamed it because like there was a problem with like Olympic, and then they know it was gonna go down, and then that's why like one of the guys who was working there like didn't ride the Titanic like last minute because like he knows like there was something wrong with it or something.
Okay, I just read up on what happened to the Olympic, and the Olympic was retired from service at 1935 and later sold for scrapping, and like a lot of, like they put a lot of the things for display on a hotel.
See you after.
Yeah. So that's what happened to the Olympic. Okay, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if it's the Olympic that sank or the Titanic, basta a ship sank. And then,
I know, because, like, if, like, they know there was a problem with the boat, they shouldn't, like, let the boat, like, you know, anyway.
Yeah, we could get into the story of the Titanic on how it sank. We could feature, like, a whole episode about that, but it's not really horror. I mean, yeah, thousands of people died. So I guess it's horror?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll do an episode about that. If you want us to do an episode on that.
Let us know if you guys
wanna. Yes. We'll do an episode. Because I genuinely am interested in the Titanic. And I love the Titanic. Like, the story. Like, everything about it. Like, the information and the tidbits about it. I used to read up on it. So, going back to the story. The writer was actually, like, everyone was like, why is this story so spot on? And they were all kind of like, okay, this writer is a clairvoyant. I don't know what to call a clairvoyant in Tagalog.
There's no
Tagalog. Yeah, there's no term for it. Basta clairvoyant daw siya.
I don't think so.
Kasi the stories between the two were so similar. But according to the author, what was his name? Ucha. Morgan Robertson. According to Morgan Robertson, it was just because he was very knowledgeable about ships. He grew up, his dad was a sea captain, and so he knew all about ships. That's why, and then he knows about the story and stuff like that. And because he did, like, a lot of research. Tapos, some people actually used this book to support the theory that the sinking of the Titanic was premeditated. So, pinagplano yung pag-sink ng ship. Yeah, so, like, this book actually supports the theory that the Titanic was like planned to sink all along. Kasi look how similar it is, diba?
Mm.
Like, how many similarities are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 similarities. Meanwhile, ang differences nila like 1, 2, 3, 4. So it kind of seems like they had a plan all along. Tapos, oh, I'm going to write a book about it and then I'm just going to release it as a book.
They knew what they were doing.
And then, like, going to change, like, some bits and pieces. So that's it. That's my story. That's my super sabaw fart right now.
Thank you for that. It's so interesting, though. Like bits like that. Like, the theories that people have and then, like, the opinions, like, people have. It's so interesting. It's like you guys, like, let us know if, like, you want us to, like, talk about it some more, like, details or, like, deep dive or something. Like, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I definitely want to know, like, what are your thoughts on this in the group? Like, talk about it, because, like, the similarities are...
I appreciate.
What were you going to say?
Go on.
Sorry.
No, yeah. I was going to say, like, I really appreciate, like, sina Ade for, like, posting, like, questions, like, you posting a question. It's, like, super interactive. It's super fun to, like, read, like, the comments. Like, people,
yeah,
like, their experiences, yeah, with stuff, their memories. It's so fun.
Do you guys want us... Hold on. Do you guys want us to do, like, an episode on the Titanic? Because we can do, like, a fart special on the Titanic.
Yeah.
Like,
just, like, let us know.
Like, you know how we did the COVID special? We're going to do, like, a fart special on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. I actually really want to do that. That sounds
the
like
Titanic
an interesting...
Show. Yeah.
The Titanic special.
We might do that.
Because, you know, every night in my dreams... I see.
All right, we'll be right back.
I feel you.
No, stop.
That is how I know. Near, far, wherever you are.
We have like a question that Ade posted that you wanted to read.
Speaking of dreams, every night in my dreams, I see.
I feel like ma-LSS ako. Oh my god, I hate this so much right now. Like I can feel that, like, later on, like, after this call. Because after the podcast, most likely Andrew and I will, like, talk about, like, business stuff. And then, like, after, like, us talking.
We're gonna, like, do business, like, stuff. Gonna... Sobra nating sabaw. Oh my god.
Yeah, we this is how we make business decisions.
Okay, so Ade posted a question. Oh, hold on. No, we need to play music.
Time for you to bring it in. Andrew and Nina are waiting, so come on down, we'll read it now. Your stories that make us go. How?
Yes, that's right. The stories that will make us go. How? And it's by everyone in the Facebook group, the Farts Pod Tutors. So, Ade posted a question. What are some scary, creepy nightmares / dreams that you had? And a lot of you answered, actually, and we love it. We stan. Thank you so much to everyone.
Yes.
So, Kobe said, my feet. Sorry, my teeth had been.
Thanks, Kobe. Hope your feet is okay.
No, my teeth have fallen out more than thrice. So, we kind of asked them to...
I feel like...
Go on. Okay. Somebody said, don't Google what they mean. So, I'm gonna Google what they mean.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's, like, one of those, the, like, psychological, oh, you're afraid of, like, you're getting older and the stuff like that, like the anxiety, the stress, or whatever it is you're facing in your life. That's why your brain is signaling you in your dreams to, like, stuff like that.
Okay. So,
anyways, what did the Google say?
The Google said, one of the most common interpretations for having your teeth fall out in a dream has to do with deep personal loss. So this can be related to the death of a loved one, loss of marriage or partnership, loss of a job, blah, blah, blah. So, Kobe?
Are you okay? Let us know, Kobe. Let us know. Like, you can totally, like, talk to us there, Kobe.
Sean,
we are here for you.
Sean said in the group, I have a tendency to dream up and predict arguments. So, he, like, according to him, though, he noticed that when he was young, he'd have vivid dreams of classmates in odd situations, them being robbed, their card being dented, a giant octopus eating them whole, and then they sort of happen the next day. So his friend blamed
me. A giant octopus eating them whole?
Wait, hold on. My friend blamed me for when he lost his ball pen. Another one said I punched him too hard and he got a bruise. Tapos, he's still waiting for the interpretation of the giant octopus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking that, like, that's what I do when I'm not asleep. I daydream about scenarios.
Okay. Tirso, according to Tirso.
Hello.
Yeah, according to Tirso.
Hi.
He has reoccurring dreams of falling teeth and balding hair. And then he put, like,
oh my god.
He put lots of smiley faces on it. okay. A nightmare. Yeah, like, you're smiling. Okay. Sige, go.
Tirso, are you okay?
And according to Jose, a relentless malevolent entity. Oh my god, so many words. Sabaw na ako, please.
The struggle is real.
A relentless malevolent entity taking any form to attack me. I fight back and crush down to nothingness, but at the back of my head, there's the fear that one day it will come back like Stephen King's Christine and catch me off guard, and I don't want to be too tired to stand up for myself anymore. So we send
like,
him.
I wish I could give like a really good advice.
Yeah, we're but sending we him hugs send our, for like, that. What about you, Nins?
Sending hugs and love.
What was your recent nightmare?
It's not a recent nightmare, but I had this nightmare like multiple times, and then like I played like different scenarios on how I would like do things differently, because like at some point in the dream I know it's a dream, it's one of those nightmares. I dreamt of there was one that was in sort of in like the in I'm sorry I was gonna say the name of the school. It was in like my elementary, your high school school. It was like kids being kids playing hide and seek, and then like for some reason we decided to like play that game in the entire school, and then like the school is pretty big, so I tried to like run and hide, look for a place to hide, and then there's this parang area that goes downstairs because the school has like a ton of stairs. It's like if you don't know like where you're going, it's such a maze if you're like a new student in that school. But one of the stairs, it was going down, and it says "Do not enter." And then, of course, I enter. I went down.
Because you're one, a protagonist in a horror film, and two, you're stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Even in my dreams.
Even in your dreams.
Exactly. So I went down, and then like "Do not enter," like the sign that says "Do not enter," and then like going down, like I haven't had this dream like forever, but like I still remember it vividly. That as you go down, you could see like gaps in like the stair floors, and then you could see like there are some people underneath the stairs just staring at you in the darkness of the steps, and some were like just hands are moving. It's like so crazy. And then like if you pass that, it leads you to this like really big area. It's empty area that just has like the support pillars for the building. And then, like, at the very end of, like, this big area is, like, two doors that open. And then, like, this one guard that's, like, sitting beside the door. and just like reading or something. I don't remember what he was doing. But he was there.
So part ng nightmare mo, my guard.
Yeah, like yeah. I'll get there.
Random guard lang.
Yeah, like going towards the door, I look up and I could see this area that looks like a second floor ish, but like you can't see like how to get there. But like you see this glass, just huge glass windows, like it's like basically the wall is glass, mm-hmm. and then like I saw this girl, that she was floating, and it made me panic, and then like I called for the guard that like saying like someone's there, that's floating. And then, like, there wasn't anyone.
Even
there.
In your dream, you're such a tattletale. Para guard, oh, yeah, guard, oh, she was pasaway siya. Oh, nag-float siya. Oh.
Not allowed. You're not allowed to float.
You're
guys.
Not allowed to float not in allowed the school.
So I was like panicking, telling the guard, and like when the guard and I looked at the glass, there was no one there. It's just darkness. The guard was like, you should get out already. You should go, should leave. And then, like, he went back and, like, to, like, where he was standing or, like, whatever he was doing. And then I looked back to, like, the glass. And then I saw this time it wasn't just the one girl that was floating. The entire glass floor, like, it was instead darkness was full of people that were floating, and then oh, they all guard, sort of tilted
silang,
their heads.
Silang lahat oh nag-float oh.
they tilted their head to the side, and then I ran, and then like the girl was like doing a wave at me. It like freaked me the fuck out, and then like the guard was like, "Leave now," and then I woke up.
Wow. So,
it was creepy as fuck.
Wow, so you're saying that your true nightmare is interacting
being in
with,
a horror film.
No, interacting with humans. Cause she just waved.
Yeah, true.
She just waved. Tapos,
she was creepy though. She was creepy.
She was
floating. Creepy as fuck.
She was floating, she was creepy.
There was one that, like, there was a fucking demon, but, like, that's too boring.
Mine was, my recent, I told it, I said it on the group.
The group, the yeah.
Con, yeah. I said but that like, I recently had one, pero I can't remember what it was, because that's what usually happens, oh, like, if that's... I don't write it down. But during the start of the pandemic, I had a lot of dreams about the zombie apocalypse, like being upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were a lot of dreams like that for me, and it was a lot of surviving.
Survival thing.
The zombie apocalypse.
Dreams.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And at first, it was fun.
Like, here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing for like the dream that you don't remember. Didn't people say that, like, you should try to remember your bad dreams or else it'll come true?
Oh, no, I had a
bad... Wasn't there, like, a thing?
I can't remember. Was I think in my dream I was rich. I think in my dream I was...
Oh, no!
I had a
oh,
huge
so
mansion.
Scary.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
oh,
so scared.
Oh,
no.
That's terrifying.
Oh,
no.
I can't remember.
I fear for you.
I can't remember that I was... No, but yeah, seriously, like at the start of the pandemic, I had lots of dreams where I was trying to survive the zombie apocalypse, because that's what this pandemic felt like to me. I think that's what my brain was telling me. Like, this feels like a zombie apocalypse. Like, you know, you're always stuck.
Your brain is like telling you that, like, oh, this is your time to shine. You know what to do. This is what you should do.
Yeah, you've been training for this all your life.
Your entire life.
Oh. Tapos yun pala, ano. You just wake up in your bed. Ah, work. Ah, lunch. Ah. Sleep. Yun. Tapos, yeah, that's basically it. right now, I don't have, like, if I have a nightmare, I usually just, like, go, oh, I had a nightmare, and then I forget about it, and then go about my day.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's it.
But nightmares, though, big creepy. Like, nightmares are, like...
So, I kind of like this. I kind of like this. Do you like this, Nins? Where we read off the people's answers.
Yeah.
In the group. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
So, we are definitely going to be doing more of this. So, if you guys, you know, if you guys have any questions that you want to post on the group and people will answer it, by all means, go ahead. Let's interact with each other. I love it so much. Thank you to Ade for initiating that question.
Thank you.
And yeah, I think it's time for us to end. My God, ang sabaw ko na. Wait lang. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. Para akong lasing. Okay.
Alam mo.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tales show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's NinCFernandez. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything. And the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. We've got a group on Facebook that you can join. We post everything there we talk about on the show and any scary stuff we may come across. And if you've got a scary story you'd like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on our socials. Thank you to Ade for initiating that question. We love it so much. Please, 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 if any of you have any more questions that you want the group to discuss, feel free to do it. I'll make a hashtag for it. Let's make this a weekly thing. Unless we have a guest, then we won't do it on that episode. So till next week, bye-bye.
Bye.